for continuity of Bhakti Shastri study. We are discussing chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, and the name of the chapter is Karma Yoga. In this chapter we have covered last time up till verse 9, Karma Yoga superior to Karma Sannyas. Karma Yoga superior to Karma Sannyas. And this was given to you something to write about this subject. Okay? Now next set of verses is Karma Kand to Karma Yoga. Okay? Verse 10 to 16 is Karma Kand to Karma Yoga. Okay? So what is Karma Kand? Vedic ritualistic ceremonies generally called Yajna. Yajna, there are 100,000, 1 lakh into lakh verses in the Vedas. Of that, almost 90% deals with Karma Kanda. So majority of the Vedic literature deals with the Karma Kanda. And purpose of Karma Kanda is to get facilities in this life, like to get son, like to get good business, to get wife, to get health. This is the one part of the Karma Kanda. Second part of the Karma Kanda, when we see all these things we get here, then again somebody will die, then everything goes. So there must be something higher than this. Then the next part of the Karma Kanda says, then go to the Swargaloka. Go to the heavenly planet. Very nice. So then it is a little more advanced. Then we believe in the eternity of the soul. Because we leave this body, then we will go to the Swargaloka. So Karma Kanda is generally for in a varna ashram system, we follow the regulated Vedic life that elevate us gradually in a spiritual life. So Karma Kanda has two, at least one is in this life and one is next life, that is in a heavenly planet, Swargaloka. But then when we hear that in Swargaloka also there is a problem, Indra has a problem from Bali Maharaj, and then Ravan's son will get Indra hostage, then it means there is no really happiness in Swarga either. Then that practitioner of Karma Kanda, by the information of the priest, knows about the transcendental beyond Swargaloka, about the spiritual kingdom. And then he works for Supreme Lord. It means now he is transcending from Karma Kanda to Karma Yoga. Okay? This is Karma Kanda is better than Karma Kanda is a Vedic Aryan way of life. They follow Vedic authority. They follow Vedic authority. Therefore they are authorized. They are higher than those who are not knowing anything about Veda. So from Karma Kanda they go to the Jnana Kanda. They want to know something beyond matter. beyond body. And beyond the enjoyment of body, either in this world or in the heavenly planet, they go beyond. So in this section, we will see a couple of verses about there's some discussion we'll do afterwards, but this is what Prabhupada is saying about Karma Kanda. Yajna. What is in the Karma Kanda? Yajna. So yajna is usually all the yajna and Karma Kanda are for Indra, or some specific demigod for a specific purpose. So Prabhupada writes here, can you read Prabhuji?
There, like a demigod, pleasures and displeasures are dependent on the performance of yajna for the human being.
It means, in this life, if we want happiness, then we have to make demigods happy. If they become happy, they give rent, then we'll give food, then we'll live happy. If we don't do that, then we'll be unhappy on this planet. So this is the one part. The second part?
Some of the yajnas are meant to satisfy particular demigods. But even in so doing, Lord Vishnu is worshipped in all yajnas as the chief beneficiary.
Because yajna means Vishnu. In other words, when demigod gives some benefit, it is also sanctioned by Vishnu. Number one. Number two, if you want to worship demigod, demigod don't know that you are going to worship him. How can he know? Who knows that you want to worship some demigod?
Vishnu.
Paramatma in the heart. So he will give you faith in that demigod. The demigod is not in our heart as a Paramatma. If you want to worship some demigod, the faith is given by Paramatma, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And same Paramatma is in the demigod heart too. So he will tell that demigod, this is the person, he has faith in you, so you provide him the facility. So ultimately Vishnu is the final authority. And then, this is the one of the words Prabhupada was asked in Australia by some news reporter. Is this Gita, which is 5,000 years old, applicable now in modern age? Then read this word. Anāda bhavati bhūtāne prajanyā anasambhava yajna bhavati prajanyā yajna karma samudbhava. Read translation, Prabhu.
All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rain. Rain is produced by performance of yajna, sacrifice. And yajna is born of prescribed beauty.
So then Prabhupada said, so? People are still eating grains? Yes. So grains are produced by rain? Yes. Then this is what Bhagavad Gita is applicable now to? Is it applicable now or not? Are you not eating grains? In our preaching we say, science is advanced so much, but they don't know how to produce one rice grain in factory. No? They cannot produce one rice grain in factory. They don't have a machine to put the grass and get the milk out. Cow can give. They cannot produce machine, is it? Science cannot do that. Can you produce, put the grass and get the milk in any machine? No. So this is most important than all living entities are subsisting on the grains. Some people may say we are eating only flesh. Then tell them you are eating the flesh of the animals, they are all vegetarian. They are all grass and grain eating animals are eaten by the carnivorous people. non-meat. So they are eating something second hand, reconditioned. It's not original, it's reconditioned eating, is it right? But they are eating it second hand. If they take it, no, there's no strength, if we won't eat meat, then say the elephant has the most powerful. Horse is the heart's power, most powerful. But they are not eating flesh, so it's not that only you eat flesh, then you will have a power. You have a demonic power, you may not have a real power. So, living entities need grain, and grains are coming from wrens. And wrens are coming from performing yajna. And yajna is performed by performing your karma, karmakanda. Okay? And then, this is the commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on this verse.
This verse speaks of the thing Lord is not performing the sacrifice.
If you don't perform sacrifice, then you will have. So which verse is 16? Go to the 16, verse 16. What is the first word of the verse?
Evam
pravartim chakram nano vartati aghayur indra ramu mogham partha. In this verse, first you focus on the verse. Evam pravartim chakram nano vartate iya means in this life. So Bhagavad Gita is speaking of this life when we are living practically in this life. It's not that after death, no, here. Pravartan chakra iya. And what's the next word? Ag-ayu. Ag means sin. His life is completely sinful. Ag-ayu. Why he is ag-ayu? Indriya Ramo. Indriya Ramo. Huh? There is the Atma Ram and there is the Indriya Ram. So Atma Ram means for the pleasure of soul. And Indriya Ram means for the pleasure of senses. Why he is a gayur? Why his life is sinful? Because he is Atma, he is a Indriya Ramo. So these words are for you, mostly have a background from India. These Sanskrit words are more powerful than their English translation. Aghayur Indriya Ramo. Mogham. Mog is also something sin. Moghasa, mog karamanu, mog jnana vichetata. This is in 9th chapter. So what is the mogha? What is the meaning of mog?
Huh?
Their life is of no use. Aghayur Indriya Ramo, Mogham Partha Jivati. Mogham Partha. His life is useless. So what is that chakra? Cycle. This is one cycle. Karam Khan, this is a cycle. What are the part of the cycle is explained here by Vishwanath Chakravarti, and then you, in your notebook, you make this cycle afterwards. Maybe there we will make the cycle. So first read this. This verse.
This verse speaks of the thing Lord is not performing sacrifice. He who does not partake of the institute cycle moving from beginning to end, from yajna to rain, and from rain to food, and from food to nourishment of men, from men to performance of yajna, from yajna to rain, he who does not institute the cycle by performance of yajna,
then he will think in the hell, it means. Okay, next. Cycle is as follows.
Cycle is as follows. Supreme Lord.
Okay. The cycle has three, like it has wheels, it has spokes, three wheel up, three wheel down. So something has to be done by God and something has to be done by us. The cycle is like this. So cycle is Supreme Lord.
Cycle is as follows. Supreme Lord, Vedas, action, sacrifice, rain, food and production of living entities.
So now you make check. So there's a verse, I think the verse is Brahmodvam Yajna, verse number. This is the verse. Brahmodvam, Karma Brahmana Udvam. 15. Karma Brahma Udvavam. All the actions are prescribed by Brahma, means Veda. Brahma Akshara Udvavam. And the Vedas come out from the Supreme Lord. So, the yajnas are prescribed in the Vedas. Vedas come from ultimately. So, ultimately we depend upon? For our living, we depend upon Supreme Lord. This cycle, so the top of the cycle is Supreme Lord. Veda. Then, Veda. Yeah, in the complete cycle here. Veda, then karma, action means karma, and karma leads to sacrifice, and sacrifice leads to rain, rain to food grain, and food grain, then living entities, then living entities again perform action. Then again yajna, and then so this is a cycle. Then living entity. So this is it has six wheels, three up, three down. Generally, Supreme Lord, yajna and rain, upside, gray, Supreme Lord, Ved, and karma, and yajna, and food grains, living entities, this is our part and that is coming from Supreme Lord. This is the complete cycle. So anybody who is not following this cycle is living a useless life of sin. Okay, you understood this? What is this? Okay? Now, there is one thing in between one verse is there which is for good important for preaching. It's little bit.
What is different in perform action and karma?
Same thing. It means then go cycle means again.
Both are living entities.
Then the living entities, then perform karma, then their children will be born, they will be trained into performing karma. It will just continue cycle like this. So there's one more verse for preaching. And most important in this verse is verse 13. Yajna Sishta, Yajna Sishta Amrta, Sishta Chana Santo, Muchyante Sarva Kalvashaha, Ye Bunyante Te Agam Papa, Ye Pachanti Atma Karana. Yajna Sishta Ashno Santo. The devotees eat only the prasad offered first in the yajna and the remnants they take. And by that muchyanti, they are free from sarva kilbasha, from all the sinful reactions. Because before that the verse says, everything what we get in this world is provided by the demigods, by the instruction of Supreme Lord. If you don't thank them, say thank you to them, and you take this, then you are thief. Nothing belongs to us in this world. Anybody came in this world with anything? So we have got everything from this world. Who is providing all this? The demigod in charge. So if we don't really say thank you to them in Karma Kanda, And if we eat anything and everything, then we are thief. And then next verse is little advancing. After yajna, whatever is left as a prasad, one who eats, he is free from all sinful reaction. On the other hand, bhunjante te agham papa ye pachanti hatma karanat. But those who are only cooking for their self-sense pleasure, they are simply eating sin. This verse says agham and papa. Agha also means papa. My commentary is separate. People sometimes say, we are not cooking ourselves, we are going outside in a restaurant and eating. So for that there is the agham. There is agham papam. Now only you eat at home, there is only papam. You eat. Agham papam kamala. You are eating on the restaurant. People are very smart. They say, we are not cooking. So I am not cooking. Manjate atmakara. I am not cooking. I am going out and eating. So for that, therefore, there is a double agam and pap both there. So which yajna is recommended in this age? If somebody can tell some practical example, the rain, there was no rain and then rain came by doing Sankirtan yajna. Come from Prabhupada Leela? Hyderabad. There was a draft and devotees arrived there, they did Sankirtan, there was a rain. Prabhupada, yes, this you perform yajna, there will be rain. This is a process. It's a bona fide process.
Mauritius,
I wrote some article in their paper referring to the Hyderabad and Mauritius also. There was no rain. I said, how is that? All around is sea and the people are thirsty. What is this? Then we have 18 days somehow, Bhagavad Gita, Sankirtan, yajna, and there was more than enough rain. And practically speaking, in Rajasthan we used to live earlier, and usually there is draft and people used to play 24-hour Harinam, so this kirtan. This was yajna we used to do 3 days, 4 days continuous as a group, and then there rain was always there. So Sankirtan yajna is a practical yajna for the present age. This is what Prabhupada and Purport is saying mostly. Okay.
Food is about preparing food. Generally, many times we prepare food which is not, which we know for our sins to them. Because I like something, so I prefer that to be comfort to eat now. Other thing that I prefer something which can be accepted or like myself.
So there's one is called Karma Yoga and one is called Bhakti Yoga. In Karma Yoga, we perform the karma and offer the result to Krishna. That's called Karma Yoga. Yad karoshi, yad asnadi, yad devasi. So I want to eat pizza, so I will make pizza, but I will offer to Krishna. That is Karma Yoga. In Bhakti Yoga, I will only cook what Krishna wants. So first I offer to Krishna and then perform the action. Bhakti means first offer everything, surrender to Krishna and then do your action. It's not that after performing action you offer it to Krishna. That is Karma Yoga. 9th chapter, these verses are classified as Karma Yoga. Only one verse for Karma Yoga if you have to quote. Prabhupada used to quote 9th chapter, this verse. Yad karosi, yad asnasi, yad jahosi, yad asi, yata tapasyasi, kaunteya tat kurushva mad arpanam. This is the single verse in Bhagavad Gita which is called a Karma Yoga, typical. 27, 8, somewhere like that.
27.
Okay? So therefore, you know, particularly Radha Asmi, we cook Arabi something because she likes this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cook sock. because he likes this talk and they put sukta. So, you know, in this world, even some guests come, you ask what you like, sir. It's not that whatever I have, I'll just give you. It's not, so why not to ask Krishna what you like? So usually, even devotees are at the level of Nishkam Karma Yoga or Sakam Karma Yoga. But they know the goal is Krishna. Therefore, they are not actually in a Sakam or Nishkam Karma Yoga. They are devotees, but they are still desires. They are still desires. It will take time to purify, but they are acting at that level. It's okay? So, Karma Yoga, Karma Kanda to Karma Yoga. What?
If mother has to cook for a child or life visa, so is that a Karma Yoga for mother?
Child says, give me pizza, and mother cooks pizza. So, his mother is child's devotee. This proves that mother is child's devotee. Mother loves child, so she will give whatever child wants. So, similarly, if you love Krishna, then you will do what Krishna wants. Basically, to whom you love, you give him what he wants. So this proves the mother loves the child, therefore she cooks what the child likes. So if we love Krishna, even as a child like Mother Yashoda, then early in the morning, 4 o'clock, we'll make butter instead of buying butter from the supermarket. Is okay? Hare Krishna. No, I understand. This is Krishna, particularly in his leelas, he established the devotees are greater than demigods. So Giriraj is called in Bhagavatam Haridas Varya, the best of the devotees. Only 3 persons are called Haridas Varya. Yudhishthira Maharaj, Uddhav and Giriraj, Govardhan. So devotee is higher, better to worship devotee than demigod. Because all the qualities of demigods are present in one devotee, if he is a devotee of Krishna. So Krishna actually, in his pastime, proved that all the demigods are subservient to him. Starting from Indra, Varuna, then Brahma, then Shiva. Almost 8 demigods, sometime in Leela you can find. Krishna has done the Leela to prove that they are, he proved that they are working under me. And they can also make mistakes. Was not Indra present when Bhumi and Brahma went to pray to Krishna to appear for Bhumi? Was Indra in that group? Yes. Then why Indra forgot that Krishna has come on our request? Indra, pardon. Time being, Indra becomes proud. So Krishna, after all, demigods are also devotees of Krishna. If they have pride, then Krishna don't want to see them pride. So he wants to correct them like the father corrects the child. The one aspect is this. Other is, demigods also want to see the beautiful pastime of Krishna. So they act in such a way that there will be nice pastime of Krishna for the world to see. That's another aspect to look at it. Otherwise, how can we know Krishna is so powerful and 7 years he can lift the Govardhan hill if Indra would have not done like this? So they are also helping in glorifying Krishna in different way. But these are the different ways to look at it. This is for ordinary person. This is for general public who are in karma kand, and that is for the devotees. Therefore, in some purpose, Prabhupada writes for devotee, the Vedic rituals are not necessary. Vedic rituals are not necessary. And it is one of your questions in your book. That why devotees don't need to perform Vedic rituals. Okay? Now we are going to the next section. The next section is this one. But there are some extra we have put, but it is like six folks, three up, three down. Say Vishnu, Veda, Yajna, Karma, say Karma, Ram, Grain. So Krishna, Veda, Karma, Yajna, Ram, Grain. Yajna, Ram, Grain is down, and Krishna, Veda, and Karma prescribed in the Veda is upper part of the cycle. But you have to cycle, you have to say seven, like arrow all around. Again, you have to say then grains, eating men, byproduct men, children performing karma, yajna, it will go like this. So then the set of verses, Atmarati. Atmarati, what is the meaning of Atmarati? There was Atma Ram and this is Atmarati. There was Indriya Ram, this is Atmarati. Atmarati means one, actually word Rati, Rati is the name of wife of Kamadev. Wife of Kamadev. It means the enjoyment one is getting in Kam. More than that, if some person is enjoying in Atma. You get the meaning of this? It means, like it's a boy and young boy and girl, they are married and then they forget whole world and they are in their own world for a few days. That's called Rati. Actually, that's called Rati. That enjoyment in language called Rati. If that same Rati somebody has in Atma, that's called Atmarati. It means then he has no duty to perform. Then he has no duty to perform. But if still, to set example, he has to work. Say Arjun, say for example, Arjun say, I don't want anything from demigod. Why should I perform yajna? I'm going in the forest and live just by begging. Krishna says, then you will eat fruit in forest. Fruit is produced by rain. Rain is coming from yajna. So how you are free from implication? Therefore, you have to perform action, otherwise people will follow you. They may not be as advanced as you, and they will make mistakes. So even if you don't need to perform action, still you perform to set example. So there are certain verses about Atmarati, and then, so let's read a few verses about Atmarati. Verse 17. Okay, what is the verse 17? Evahas. यस्वात्मरते एव स्यात् आत्मतृप्तस्य मानवः आत्मनैव च संतुष्टः तस्य कार्यं न विद्यते. थ्री वर्ड्स कैन यू सी इन संस्कृत. आत्मरति, टेकिंग प्लेयर इन सेल्फ. देन आत्मतृप्त, सेल्फ इज आत्मतृप्त, सेल्फ इल्यूमिनेटेड. देन आत्मनि एव संतुष्ट, परफेक्टली स्टायटेड, सेटिस्फाइड, संतुष्ट. द पर्सन हु इज एंजॉइंग हिमसेल्फ, हु इज सेल्फ इल्यूमिनेटेड, सेल्फ सेटिस्फाइड, फॉर दैट देयर इज नो वर्क. ओके, person who is fully Krishna conscious, fully satisfied by his action Krishna conscious, no longer has any duty to perform. Due to his being Krishna conscious, all impurity within is instantly cleansed, an effect of many, many thousands of yajna performance. Then नेक्स्ट वर्ष डालते नैव तस्य कृते न अर्थो न कृते न कश्चन न चास सर्वभूतेषु कश्चित् अर्थ व्यपाश्रय. इज नॉट डिपेंडिंग ऑन एनीबडी. व्यपाश्रय इज नॉट टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ एनीबडी. सेल्फ रियलाइज मैन हैज नो पर्पज टू फुलफिल एंड डिस्चार्ज ऑफ हिज प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज, नॉर हैज ही एनी रीजन नॉट टू परफॉर्म सच वर्क, नॉर हैज एनी need to depend on any other living entity. But still, now Krishna is giving order to Arjuna. Tasmad athakta satyam karyam karam karoti samachar. Tasmad athakta satyam, always be detached. Athakta means detached, without attachment. Karyam karam samachar, perform your prescribed duties. Asakto he acharan karam param apanoti purusha. Those who are working without attachment will achieve the supreme. If you work with attachment, you will get the result of this material world. If you work without attachment to result, you will get the supreme. So what do you want? This is the way you present the things. If you work for some fruit, you will get the fruit. If you don't want any fruit, then you will get the supreme. So there is no loss if you work without attachment, because you are getting a greater benefit. Working to get result means asking God to give something. And detached work means getting God instead of results. In language, you want from Krishna or you want Krishna?
Even you want Krishna, desire. Even you want Krishna.
Duryodhan wanted from Krishna his army. Arjun wanted Krishna. The result is clear. Duryodhan lost everything. And Arjuna is still glorified because, so this is what it means in a higher sense. You want result, you will get result. If you don't want result, you will get supreme. What do you want now? This is the way if you preach, then intelligent person will go for Krishna. Why should he go for some result? Give example. Yeah, supreme means Krishna. Huh?
To get a Krishna is
the right desire. Living entity has little independence to desire. Everything in this world depends upon desire. You have to learn right desire. To be desireless means to desire service means to desire the service of Krishna. That is the definition of desirelessness. Desirelessness means to desire to serve Krishna. That is the technical definition of desirelessness. Is it clear? For preaching, how do you think if you tell people, you want result or you want the Supreme Lord? Attached worker is getting result and detached worker is getting Supreme Lord. Which is better? Supreme is better. It's very intelligent. Any intelligent person will understand this. A couple of times I gave example of a king giving anything anybody wants on his birthday. An old lady went and she asked, "So why you are allowing everybody to take all these things?" He said, anything you want today is a free day. Put hand and take," and she just extended hand and put on the king. Say, "I need you," and then she become the mother of the king, and the whole kingdom belongs to her. Why should she get little king? Why not to get the king? A very simple example. Just for your preaching, you use this strategy is better. What you get result or you get supreme? The one who gives result, you want the person who gives result or you want the result? All the yajna, all the karma which are normally, generally, anybody who is twice born, generally it's called twice born, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they have to do Sandhya Vandana. If they don't do Pratyavaya, Pratyavaya means they will have the opposite effect. If they don't do, it means they will have reactions. So they must do it. Pratyavaya Vidyate, they will have opposite effect. If you don't do, then you are doing some, but it is not connected, it's not on, it's gone. My computer is not on, it appears. You turn this on, this is on. No, there is some problem. Now it is. Yeah, it is on, now it is on. No on, it is gone. Okay? Is it okay? Let go. Is it clear? That's what one of the verses in purport you will find. Madhavendra Puri or somebody is praying something like that. Yajna, tapa, karma, tirath, I am begging down, please forgive me, demigod, I cannot really perform anything for you because now I am engaged in Mukunda's service. But that stage is of that person, not our stage. But that is the standard. Everybody, every grasta, particularly in his house when he's sweeping, when he's cooking, having fire, when he's getting water, brooming, washing, and this grain, sorting out, always there are five actions by which there is killing of the insect and small animals. Therefore, they have to perform five yajna every day. It's called Pancha Yajna, Pancha Shuna. Pancha Shuna means five killing by the grasta every day through his regular action of sweeping to cooking to sorting out the grains. So there is a Rishi Yajna, once somebody has to read his scripture every day. Dev Yajna. Pitra Yajna, like this Pitra Paksha, you have to do Shraddh. And then there's a Bhut Yajna, invite somebody and give Atati Yajna. Bhut Yajna is to give the grains to the birds and to the insects. If you go in your villages, you can see in our houses all these things are. Every day ladies go and put some grain for the ants, something for the birds. This is what the Vedic normal rituals are, which every householder is supposed to do. Hare Krishna. Okay? What is next? Next verse is Karmana eva saṃsiddhim. So now Krishna said, you perform here, you will get the supreme. Then Arjuna asked, is there any example? Who by doing action become perfect? Usually if you do action, you will always have a reaction. But if you do the action without attachment, then there is no reaction. So Krishna is giving example. Karmana evi saṃsiddhim āstita janakādayaha loka saṃgrami vāpi sampasyam kartu maharati. So Maharaj Janak is the example. This Janak, like Vyasadev, is the name of post. The particular Vyas who has compiled Mahabharata, Vedas and Bhagavatam, his name was Krishna Dwarpayana. But there are many Vyas all the time coming to explain Vedas. Vyas means one who explains the Vyas, one who explains Vedas. Even anybody who sits to speak is called Vyasa Vachak. So similarly, Janak is also a title for the kings coming in the dynasty of Maharaj Nimi. Maharaj Nimi is first Janak. Janak means his birth is not ordinary birth. Maharaj Nimi's body was churned by the rishis and he came from death. So his birth was, and he said, I don't want to live in body. So his name is Videha Raj. He has no body. Another name of Janak is Videha. And then he established the kingdom. And because he came back to life by churning, therefore his kingdom is called Mithila. Mithila, Videha and Janak are the title. This Janak, who is the father of Mother Sita, is in 21st generation in that Janak, and his name is Kshiradvaja. Kshiradvaja. And his brother was Kushadvaja. So this is a Janak. This Janak is the father of Mother Sita, Janak Adya. Adya means other kings also. But still they were working. Why? Loka Sangra. To set example. So Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the Lord's eternal friend, had no need to fight in the battle for Kurukshetra. But they fought to teach people in general that violence is also necessary in the situation where good argument fail. This is good for your preaching. Can you find in purport this line? Because people sometimes say Krishna, he instigated Arjuna to have a big war. So many people died. So violence is also necessary where good argument fail. This is Prabhupada's comment. The violence is also necessary in certain situations. Next verse is common preaching verse. Yad yadacharati sreshta tatatevatro janaha sayat pramanam krote lokas tadanvartate. And in this purport of this verse, there is the definition of acharya given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is one of the question for your Puro Swadhyaya. Can somebody read the Lord Chaitanya said that the teacher should behave properly before begun teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya or idol teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principle of Shastra to teach the common man.
The teacher cannot.
So you write in your two lines sometime take time and write the definition of acharya. What is called acharya? And then from Bhagavatam, teaching of Rishabhdev, in the purport, Prabhupada has given the four natural gurus, four natural acharyas. Can you find the last part of the purport, four natural acharyas? King, father, husband, teacher. Is it like that? Is school teacher king? This is the teaching of Rishabhdev to the to his sons, headed by Maharaj Bhatt. Is not here? King? Anyway, when there is a husband is also. The husband has no right to accept wife, he is not able to deliver her. Father has not right to have a son if you don't deliver him. King and teacher, there are four. Okay. Now when Krishna said, Yajat Asharati Shrestha, Arjuna was looking at that, you are the Shrestha. Yeah, you are the Shrestha. In our assembly, Krishna was respected for the puja of agar puja of Krishna in the Pandavas assembly. So the Shrestha person for Krishna is for Arjuna is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is speaking now himself that I am doing all this. Why I am doing all this? Name parthasti karte, I have no work to do. Krishna Arjuna says. Trishu lokeshu, in three words, I have nothing to do. Nanvaptam avaptam yam varteyataka, neither I need anything, neither I lack anything. So why should I work? But still I am working. Why you are working? Prabhupada has quoted some verses from Vedic literature to support that God has nothing to do because everything is done automatically by God. From the Upanishad, this verse is quoted. And then Prabhupada writes in the last part, and yet Krishna, Lord Krishna is engaged on the battlefield of Kurukshetra as a leader of the Kshatriya because the Kshatriya are duty bound to give protection to the distressed. Okay? Why Krishna was acting? Because he was acting as a Kshatriya and Kshatriya had to give protection to the distressed, so he was acting. Why? What is the need for Krishna to act? Is it okay? You got this one? You got this purpose? Restart the program, restart the program. This is Yajna Asharati, we are here. Varnashram Dharma, an example for society in general. So everybody in Varnashram has to perform their proper action. So this is the verse we have done. So this is some exercise for you to do. Are you ready to do some exercise for a while? The group exercise, so it means you should have three groups at least to see. Perform a skit showing a recent incident where others followed your example. What was the result of those who followed your example? Can you understand what it means? Maybe you are working in your office and somebody, sometimes you gave prasad and then he came to the temple and then he may have developed taste for devotional service and how they followed by seeing you as a devotee by your behavior, something you have something to share, you can share. Okay? This is the definition by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ideal teacher. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches is that, in that way is called Acharya, the ideal teacher. And who told to Sanatana Goswami that you are? Haridasa Thakur told to Sanatana Goswami. Some people are good in their behavior, but not good in preaching. Some are good in preaching, but not good in behavior. But you are both achar and parchar. You have good achar and you have good parchar. So for us, we should have a good achar and good parchar both, not one. Okay? We have to finish today something. This is what we have finished just now. There is another thing for you to do. There is following and there is imitation. Some following and imitation has a difference. So, some drama sometimes, is there some expert among yourself who can have little drama to show? And how imitation is a disaster and following is proper. What do you think? Like child in the house, if you put Tilak, he's small, he will also do like this. So he's following or imitating? He's imitating. He's not following, but he's imitating. But this imitation is not wrong. But some other imitations are wrong. So following and imitation are different. So for Krishna, it is always better to follow rather than imitate. His leelas, his instruction has to be followed, not his leelas to be imitated. That is what the standard is. Do you think sometimes we imitate? To show as a better devotee or something like that? Honestly, something, someone want to say something? Huh?
You must be meaning.
We try to act very well, even though we are not so
busy. Yeah?
Somebody is here sitting quiet and something really good. People think that over there.
Following an imitation, some drama. In one of the class, somebody said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting Hare Krishna and the lions and deer were dancing. Somebody wanted to imitate in front of the tiger. And the result was tiger. So, devotees have some idea to say some good drama. Those who follow you, people say sometimes in their life, some relative came and they saw your house, very nice temple and something, and they wanted to have similar temple. You have many such examples, people say, can we have some similar temple, DC, or this type of altar? You may have some example like that. People see something at your house and they like it very much, the devotional item, and they want to follow. So there are, in your life, you may have example.
Like they want to wear the Kattivana without the Kattivana.
Let them wear, what is the problem? If they wear Kattivana, and they will know at least that they belong to somebody. They may not be pure, but they will be purified. What is the problem? If they don't wear, they will not stop. If they wear, they will stop. There are more chances for them to stop if they wear. If they don't wear, they will never stop. So what is the problem?
I just give the choices of continual wearing and continual also.
Mother never tells child that you clean yourself and then I will take you on my lap. Mother cleans the child. Bhakti yoga is Krishna cleans the devotee's anurat, not the devotees can do on his own. It's jnani. They say first we purify by my own efforts. This is the difference. Anyway, this is something. Next verse, let's go to the next verse. Where are we? Then there's one verse is very good here. Twenty-fourth verse.
Loka Nakuryan Kam Chedam Sankasya Kaltasyam Upanyamama.
So Varna Shankar. Krishna is saying, if I will not perform my prescribed duty, then I will be the cause of Varnashram, Varnashankar. And Arjuna said in first chapter, if I kill them, then there will be Varnashankar. So Krishna is refuting Arjuna's argument of Varnashankar. If you don't do your duty as a Kshatriya of fighting this war, then you will be the cause of Varnashankar. Not by killing you will be the cause of Varnashankar. So he is refuting that argument here. So in the purport of this verse, there is something about imitation is very dangerous, and Prabhupada has quoted a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Can you see the purport? One cannot imitate Lord. Okay? And then in the last part of the purport, there is devotees of Lord Shiva smoking ganja. This is for preaching something you understand what it means actually. Imitation, this disaster like this.
And one car or a bike.
Yeah.
So, imitate this.
So this verse is advice to all of us. Sakkaha karmane avidvanso yatha kurvanti bharata kuryat vidvan tatha shastar chikilshu loka sangaram. Read the purport
as the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results. The learning may similarly act but without attachment.
So both are doing duty, but one is doing with attachment, one is doing with detachment. The one who is doing with detachment is vidwan, is more wise. So we said something about desire. Whose question was? Your question was desire. See something in this purport? The person in Krishna consciousness and the person not in Krishna consciousness are differentiated by different desires.
A Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not conducive to development of Krishna consciousness. He may even act exactly like the ignorant person who is too much attached to the material activity. But one is engaged in such activities for satisfaction of his sense gratification, whereas the other is engaged for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna conscious person is required to show the people how to act and how to engage the result of action for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. So desires are there. Devotees also desire. We desire to distribute more books. The businessman also desires to have more business. But the difference is that we distribute books to please Guru, Prabhupada and Krishna. We don't get any benefit or any material benefit from that. So that activity is different from the activity as a businessman. Both looks the same, but the consciousness is different. Now this is another good advice, verse 26, for you as a preacher.
न बुद्धि भेदं जन्येत अज्ञानं कर्म संगीनां जोष्येत सर्व कर्माणि विद्वान युक्त समाचर. न बुद्धि भेदं जन्येत अज्ञानं कर्म संगीनां. Those who are attached to the fruits of their action, those who are attached to their karma, don't disturb them. Then what you should do? Joshyed sarva. You should engage yourself in good action to become an example. Then vidwan yukta samacharam. If you are learned, you act as an example for him rather than disturbing him and stopping him from doing the karma. So what do you think about this? Therefore, a realized soul in Krishna consciousness should not disturb others in their activities or understanding, but he should act by showing how the result of all work can be dedicated to the service of Krishna. Can you find this line? Therefore, a realized soul in Krishna consciousness. It means until we are not realized, we will disturb people. And you disturb usually your family when you are new devotee. When you go to your home, you say, you are karmi, you are cooking all this. Is it right? Huh? Right? So what this verse says, if you are realized soul in Krishna consciousness, you will not disturb them. Don't disturb them. What do you think? All of us undergo this stage. We think other people, they are karmi, they are this, they are that. It means still we are immature. When you grow, then you'll develop tolerance. And tolerance is one of the most important practices Mahaprabhu wanted us to turn out of this nature. Prabhupada was traveling in aeroplane with his secretary. In those days there was smoking allowed in the aeroplane. So Pushta Krishna was Prabhupada's secretary, Swami. So he went and asked them, don't smoke, Swami is sitting. Then they start smoking. Then he called the stewardess, he said, tell them not to smoke. They start smoking. And third time he was standing, Prabhupada said, Can't we tolerate this? Let us tolerate. Why to make a... We are only for 3-4 hours in the flight, and why to make the scene here? Why can't we tolerate? So, Prabhupada, first living in the Shaili Agarwal's house, and he was using the refrigerator which was filled with non-veg, was Prabhupada there telling them, you are all meat eaters, I don't want to live in your house. Did he say like that? He was cooking so peacefully with rapt attention to offer to Krishna and giving them that prasad. And in few days they kept all the things out of the refrigerator automatically without telling. What I'm saying is, this is what Prabhupada acted. Joshiya Sarva Karwani. He was doing the same cooking business and he was feeding them by cooking. He did not disturb them. The first deity was Jagannath deity, which Prabhupada asked then Shyam Sundar to carve in his house. And Prabhupada one day dropped in the house and he saw the packet of cigarette on the head of one of the deities which Shyam Sundar was smoking. What do you think? What you will do? What you will do in this situation? You make a hell of anything. Prabhupada was smiling. Nice, when you will finish this? It's very nice, good. Then he sat down and he said, why this one small cigarette is between you and Krishna? Can't you reduce one daily? He gave the advice, and Shyam Sundar served so many years for Prabhupada, literally serving. The Prabhupada said, you get out from here. You are blasphemer or you are rascal, then what do you think? Would you have been a devotee? So this verse is most important for us to set example. Do something so nicely, people will be appreciative of your behavior and of your activity of Krishna consciousness. And they should be eager to follow it rather than you disturb them. Always keep the door open for the people. Someday join Krishna consciousness. Don't close your doors by burning the people, by frying the people. Come to my house, we will have a house program. Are you eating meat? We will not eat at your house. Is it right attitude?
No.
I think. You just say how should we behave in all these situations? If it is not food, is not cooked by initiate devotees, we will not eat. This is the higher standard we have to follow. But for preaching, Prabhupada used to say, we have to sacrifice our own ecstasies to involve other people in Krishna consciousness. This is because Prabhupada used one word only. The one word is realized soul in Krishna consciousness. And in Bhagavatam, Prabhupada wrote, one who is a mature Brahmana will not disrespect any demigod, though he may not worship. But he will not disrespect any demigod, even guestly like Kali or Bhairav. They never disrespect. Because they know that they are also a limb of the body of Krishna and working for Krishna. He may not worship them, but he will never disrespect them. But Prabhupada is mature Brahman. So we have to mature to really as a preacher, and we have to tolerate also. No tolerance, no preaching. In this world, material world, always there are problems. We have to learn to tolerate. Preaching, all this preaching is done in olden days. You all know Prabhupada has taken so much trouble. Can any Vaishnava, sannyasi, dare to go and sit with the hippies when they were smoking with no clothes on their body and doing any nonsense which you can think of, and Prabhupada sitting there with closed eyes and chanting Hare Krishna? How much tolerance he has, and how much patience he has. So this is very important. So this is Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on this verse 26. Prabhuji, who will read this? Satsang, here.
Dhyan is dependent on purity of the heart. And purity of the heart is dependent on action without desire. But bhakti is by nature very strong and is not dependent even on the purity of the heart.
Will it answer your question? This is the commentary. For jnani, you have to purify and then you can act. For bhakti is so strong, even if you are not pure, it will work, yes.
If it is possible for you to produce faith in bhakti in other person, then you may disturb the mind of those attached to action. For those who have faith in bhakti, have no obligation for performing karma.
So if you think that somebody has little faith in bhakti, then you can really ask him, don't do this nonsense. I think early days the devotees were working outside, earning some money and then maintaining temple. So somebody said, Prabhupada, what about this? He said, blind uncle is better than no uncle. But then he said, what you have to do there, you have to deal with some like meeting business. He said, this is not good. So you have to evaluate where to do what and what not to do. So if somebody needs to be disturbed, one of the Prabhupada will come now. Prabhupada said, we should not disturb them, but devotee is more merciful than Krishna. Because you know the purpose of Krishna. Therefore he take all risk to preach to the faithless people even. He takes risk. This is another verse. Preaching application, preaching to the ignorant. Are you the only devotee of Krishna at your workplace? How will you help your associate change the quality of their work from mundane to transcendental? Well, you may all have this situation. What do you think? You are in this situation, you are only the person at the work. So what do you think? How can you? Always have some nice cake, some nice prasad, find out when is his birthday, give nice cake, nice prasad, some nice, if he is from Indian background, give him nice gift of some photos, something that will inspire him to ask something from where you get, how you make. So how can you do that? That is here by your example. Then, but the next verse, 27, is, this is most important, but I don't know if this may be verse for you to memorize. 27. Prakriti kriyamana ni gunai karmani sarvasa ahankar vidurasma kartaham iti manyate. Is the must verse for memorization?
Yes.
So, you like a visiting card, you may have many visiting card people give you, you don't want to really talk to them. Use those back side of the visiting card, write down this verse and keep in your pocket. Whenever there's a red light when you are driving, just look at the verse. And in this way, in couple days you will memorize this verse. Write down the verse, keep it in your pocket. This is the only way to memorize verses. Use all those cards which you don't need for this purpose. Sometimes somebody visited Prabhupada, he was from Sarya Samaj, and then he left his pamphlet there. So the devotee said, so what we'll do with this? So we'll distribute prasad in this. We will utilize this for distributing prasad. So be practical, use those all cards to memorize the verses. And then he will get benefit because his card is used by the Krishna's words. He will be indirectly benefited by that. Okay? And so now never refuse anybody's card. You will use it for memorizing verses.
It's like they are putting front side in English, back side in.
Then use the marker pen. You use the marker pen on the English side. Keep the Arabic because you don't know what is the problem. Use a more brighter pen than their work.
Yes,
So, okay, this is most important word. This verse has a one concept, who is the doer. So I am discussing this right now for you in the future to doer. Who is doer? This verse says, he is fool who think I am the doer. Everything is done by the modes of material nature. So who is doer? Prabhupada said in the purport, ultimately Krishna is doer. Are you ready to accept the concept of doer? Are you ready mentally? Not tired? Prakriti is jada or chetan. It is matter or spirit, prakriti. How matter can do anything? How matter can do anything? Matter cannot do anything. What about Prabhupada's writing in the purport, ultimately Krishna is the doer? Is it there? Ultimately Krishna is doer is there? See the purport? So that's what people say, no leaf moves without the sanction of Supreme Lord. Okay? So it means then Krishna is the doer? Huh? But Krishna says, I am not the doer. We go to the 5th chapter, verse 14, Krishna says, I am not doer. Nāda te kasit pāpam nacayva sukartyam vibhūva. Abhyānenāha. It is only your ignorance that is causing you to do this thing. I am not doer. Can you see that? Nāda te kasit pāpam. Can you find that verse? Fine. And before that verse is, the soul is not doer. Na kartetvam na karmani. What? 13? 14?
15.
14 is na kartetva and 15 is na ratikasi. So neither soul is doer, nor Supreme Lord is doer, nor Prakriti is doer. Then who is the doer? And then for you, for your information, future in 18th chapter, there are 5 karta. There is one verse which says there are 5 karta, 5 doers. Chapter 18, and the verse is, yeah, adhisthanam karta indriya, 14, yeah, 18:14, and there again Krishna says, ultimately the Supreme Lord is the karta. Can you find that? Adhisthanam tatha karta karanam cha prasavedam vivadasya pratikshesha devam sevatra panchamam. The place of action, body, the performer, the soul, the various senses, the many different kinds of endeavor and ultimately super soul, they are all 5 factors of action. Okay? Now how to reconcile? See it like, it is like that. Supreme Lord is doer in the sense he sanctions. Sanction. Supreme Lord is a doer, has the authority to sanction. Anumanta, the word in Bhagavad Gita is Anumanta. Upadrishta Anumanta. Anumanta means sanction. Anumati. Okay. Now, I am the government officer, you come to me to get sanction of some factory and I approve that. In your factory, if you have a loss, am I responsible? Huh? No. I am functioning authority, I am not responsible for your action. So Krishna sanctioned the action, but he is not responsible for any result. He is not responsible, is it right? Is it clear? Krishna is doer as a sanctioner, but is not responsible. Prakriti cannot do anything. But this body is given by Prakriti. And we are doing everything with body. When the soul is within the body. So Prakriti is instrument. If car does accident, is the car responsible or the driver responsible? Actually it is the car which hit the person. But the person who is persecuted is the driver. What do you think? Who is responsible, car or driver? So body is like a car. If you don't have a car, you may not have accident. But you have a car, there you have accident. So you need also, the car is also part of the doer, isn't it? The instrument. And ultimately the soul has an independence of desire. Soul desires, Paramatma sanctions, Prakriti provides facility, upkaran. Upkaran means the body and other paraphernalia. So these three are doers. Soul desires. Therefore he is responsible. Therefore he is responsible because he desires. So ultimately soul is responsible because he desires. Paramatma sanction. Prakriti provides paraphernalia like body and other circumstances. But responsible is the one who it's like your child try to lift this table. Will he be able to lift? But you see that he is trying to lift and then behind you help him to lift the table. Because you love child, because he is doing this, you help him. So similarly Krishna help us by sanctioning and helping, but we are responsible because we initiated the action. So ultimate doer is the soul because he desires. Who? He is not the cause of your once some devotee has an accident and then he told to Prabhupada, Krishna is cause of all causes. He says, fool, you are cause of accident. If you go over 60, you are saying Krishna is not responsible. There is also all right, but ultimately it is the desire of the soul. So who is karta? Three karta, there are three doers, but responsible is soul. Okay? And that soul, because of his desire,
soul has the desire of doing the thing.
Soul has
it. He is entitled to the three modes. Is that the reason why he
has the desire? It is his desire, therefore he is in this three modes of material nature. If he desires Krishna, then he will be free. This is Bhagavad Jeev, it is the conditioned soul. It is his desire, therefore he is in this world.
I was just going to ask that the soul is said to be very pure and it is having the same quality of things. So then how does it get entangled in the
that? Then only the soul in the human form has a minute independence. He can choose service of Krishna or else he will automatically be in the lap of Maya. So this is his desire. Like you have free will. You can come here to hear Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita in temple, or you can go in the club or the bar and you can use those things there. It is your free will. Krishna, if there is no free will, there is no love. Free will is because of the free will we can love. If there's no free will, how can we love? Therefore Prabhupada said originally soul in pure state love Krishna, but when you come in contact with material world, this love is transformed like the milk transformed into the yogurt, it is transformed into the lust. The same love transformed into the lust. Okay, since this verse you write, next time you show your card that this verse is written and you read every day. Tatvavittu mahabaho guna karma vibhagashah guna guneshu vartan iti matvana sajjate. Tatvavittu. Tatvavittu ka matlab one who knows the essence. He knows what are three modes of material nature, what is karma. These modes are acting, not I am acting like I am soul, I am not doing anything. Gunas are acting. So he knows what is the guna, what is karma, what is soul. So he is tattva-vit, he knows the... So what is tattva-vit? Prabhupada, the last line of our purport course, Bhagavatam. Tattva-vit knows Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Can you see tattva-vit? Tattva-vit is one who knows. This 19, verse 19, 29 is also something like the verse we just discussed, don't disturb others. Can you see this verse? Prakriti guna samudaha, sajjante guna karamsu, tan krishan vidho madan, krishan vinna vichalyate. They are samudaha, they are bewildered. Who are bewildered? By the modes of material nature, the ignorant fully engage in themselves in material activities and become attached. Prakriti guna samudha, by the modes of material nature they are bewildered. Sajjante guna karamsu, they are completely engrossed in the material activities. The first line. Second line is tan akarshan vidho madam krishan vinna vichalyate. Those who are learned but the wise should not unsettle them, although these duties are inferior due to performance lack of knowledge, he should not unsettle. And in this purport, you will see, one is the definition of manda. Who is manda? Manda are lazy. Manda means in the mode of ignorance. He is manda. Yes. And one who is in mode of passion, he is attached. Attached to the things, greedy. And both are ignorant because knowledge is only in mode of goodness. Sato sanjayate jnanam. When somebody is in mode of goodness, then he will have knowledge. So they are in lower modes. So what Prabhupada writes, can you see these ignorant men? Who are the ignorant men? Can you read? Ignorant men think of the body as the self. They accept bodily connection with others as kinsmen. And the land in which the bodies are obtained is their object of worship. And they consider the formalities of religious rituals to be ends in themselves. This is the quote from Srimad Bhagavatam. You remember this quote from Bhagavatam? One who consider the place of his birth worshipable goes to the place of pilgrimage and take only bath without meeting the saintly person, he is simply gokara. He is like it. That's what the verse is, cover edge. This is the verse, a paraphrase by Prabhupada here. Then social work, read this, social work, nationalism and altruism are some of the activities of such materially designated person. It's not that they are fools, they are just like drunkard in the street. They are nationalist. they are social workers. They are very big, highly elevated in material society, these patients, these persons, but they are ignorant. Under this pale of such designation, they are always busy in material field. For them, spiritual realization is a myth, and so they are not interested. Can you understand who are these people? These people are not simple street sweeper or beggars. These are the highly respected people in the society, and they say they don't have a time to come because they are doing social work. These people are addressed here. How to deal with them? Those who are enlightened in spiritual life, means you think like that, however, should not try to educate such materially engrossed person. Better to prosecute one's own spiritual activities silently. Such bewildered person may be engaged in such primary moral principle of life as non-violence and similar materially benevolent work. But we do usually is, such people we go to food for life. Please, can you donate something? We are feeding the children and poor children in school. They will be happy to do something. If you tell them all what you are doing regarding to Bhagavatam is nonsense, useless, stop it, you will not get anything. Will you get anything? Will you be benefited? No. So tell him that you are too busy, you are doing nice social work, very nice, so we are also doing some work of feeding the children poor in the schools, and we are feeding the poor, so we expect you to donate something for this purpose. So engage them in this type, non-violence, no fighting, there's a war there, so we are going to help, there's an earthquake, we are going to help there. So use these people indirectly in service of Krishna rather than condemning or disturbing them. So this is the type of the people you approach for donation generally. You praise them. You have to learn from Vaman Dev. He went to the Bali Maharaj and he praised him. His father, his grandfather said, you are the greatest charitable. Your father was greatest. Your grandfather was greatest. And then he asked some. So you have to glorify them, get some result of their hard-earned money, hard-earned work, and engage that thing in Krishna's service. They will be indirectly benefited. Don't condemn them. One preacher went to the school, college, preaching in science. He said, you may be the descendant of Darwin. You believe in Darwin theory. We are descendant of rishis. The teacher says, get out from here. Get out from here. And you have not to tell them that you are the descendant of Darwin. You have to say, you are highly Prabhupada. The way Prabhupada used to preach, my dear sir, gentlemen, you are great men, but you are fools. But he used to say very... Prabhupada used to go like a needle and come like a plow. But what we are doing, we are just starting plow. Nothing happens. Go like needle, my dear sir. What you are doing is very nice. But I am offering you something which is very sublime. You have something in gold, but I am giving you diamond. If you put diamond in your golden ring, your ring will be very opulent. Wonderful. That's the way Prabhupada used to preach. So this verse is good for preaching. Okay? Then we are... This verse 30 is devotional service. Up till this time was the side of Nishkam Karma Yoga, give something out. This verse is bhakti. Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya. What it means? Give up all your action on me, surrender. This is the meaning of surrender. Mai sarvani karmani. How can I give up? Adhyatma chetasa, in Krishna consciousness. Nirashir, don't expect any result. Nirmamo, don't claim your proprietorship. You thus and do your duty as a kshatri. And see the first line in the purport. This verse clearly indicates the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. This verse clearly indicates the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. And purpose of Bhagavad Gita is military discipline. See, military discipline. And Arjun as a commander, Krishna is a commander and asking Arjun to fight. And then there's this is the verse which is, can you see the word Vigat Jwaraha? In first chapter Arjuna has said something. Jwara means fever. And Arjuna has a symptom of the jwara in first chapter. Siddhanti mam gatrani mukham. Typical fever. Krishna is saying, let your fever go now. How can your fever go? If you work for me, there will be no fever. So in this, there's a one analogy in this purport. Can you see the analogy? Keshar? Work as a keshar in the bank. Deal millions of dollars, dinars or rupees, but don't claim anything. That is the meaning of nirashe. So nirashe is explained in this, and nirmamo is explained. Okay? And then this next verse 31. Krishna says, ye me matam idam nityam. This is my opinion which is eternal, it will never change. This is only the process for work. There is no other way. There will be no change in this. This is for all time, for all people, for all places. That's what Krishna is saying. It's not that it will be New Testament after the Old Testament. No, there's no change. There's not going to be any change in this. Ye mai matam idam nityam anutishtanti manava. It's for the whole human race. It's not for the Indians or Brahmins or sannyasis or sadhus. It's for the whole human race. But what you need? Shardha vayanto. You must have faith, number one. Number two, anusuyan. You should be non-envious. If you are non-envious, if you are not envious of me, and if you have a faith, then you do all your activities, but you will never be bound. Muchyante api karam bhi. Even if you are doing all the activities, you will be freed. If a soldier on the border, on fighting, on the instruction of the commander-in-chief, if he kills 1,000 people, will he be punished? He will be given
award.
That's what this is what Prabhupada's mood is in this. That work like this, work for Krishna, no bondage. And in this verse, Prabhupada is writing, there are many people who are even writing on Bhagavad Gita, but they have no faith in Krishna. There is hope for us in this purpose. Can you find hope for us? But an ordinary man with firm faith in the central eternal injection of the Lord, even though unable to execute such order, become liberated from bondage of law of karma. In beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injection of the Lord. But because one is not resentful of this principle and works sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. We may not be able to practice all the rules and regulations, but we have faith in Krishna. We are not envious of Krishna. And we are not hopeless. And we don't feel that we are defeated, then one day we will become Krishna conscious. And there's those who don't have faith, those who are envious, the result is next verse. Abhisuyamsi, those who are envious of me. Nanusishtamsi, mematam, they don't believe in my these words. Sarvagyan avimuran, their knowledge will be destroyed. Within us time they will be destroyed. Achetta, they are just like unconscious animals. Just opposite. Now, Arjun may ask this, so people are afraid of government. If they break the rule, government will punish them. So, if they break your rule, they are not fearful of punishment, then Krishna is speaking. This verse 33. Sadarshan cheshteshwar saha prakriti jnanvan api prakriti jnanti bhutani nigramtum parishyasi. It is because their nature forces them. Even a man of knowledge acts according to his own nature, for everyone follows the nature he has acquired from three modes of. What can repression accomplish? So here is the purport by Vishwanath Chakravarti on this verse. Can you read this, Prabhu? Arun, Arun?
Even if the man acknowledges the scriptures act according to his desire, all men act according to their desire, what can impression or threat of punishment accomplish?
This is Arjun is asking this question, by example then.
The scriptures tell you that there is punishment for those who do not follow the instructions of you, the Lord of all beings. Do they have fear of you?
So Arjun is asking, okay.
Even a person who knows the punishment stated in the scriptures,
it means you know the scriptures. Jnanvan means, are you okay?
Act according to Sadasya, his evil nature.
Swastyaha prakriti, his own nature, okay?
His sinful impressions which have been present since beginning of time. What then is speaking of a person who does not even know about the punishment? For all people, Bhutani, follow in Gandhi, their useful vasana.
Their sinful vasana.
Even though those...
You know what the vasana?
Like, it's like...
Impressions, they are there since many lifetimes. Okay? Vasana, you can just quickly... A smoker has given up smoking for 2-3 months. Then somebody else is smoking and he seals the fumes and his old desires come out. It's called vasana, is there, it will come out. Vasana is like this. You smell something, vas means smell. Vas means actual smell. You know, there's a flower here and you take the flower, still there's some smell here. That's called vasana. The thing is not there, but the impression is there. You like sometimes say what is it, rasgulla. You have tasted once. There's no rasgulla, but you think of rasgulla, then you want to eat that. So the desire is there for that taste. So all these sinful vasanas, because they have done these things previously, so they have those impressions, they want to do it again, okay?
Even though those desires cause of deception of the very goal they pursue, Atma, Dharma, Kama and Moksha. For a person devoid of association of changing persons, even if he has knowledge of scripture, what can punishment accomplish? He will not be able to destroy the strong influence of those bad vasanas. However, by changing association, he destroys the bad vasanas, even if they are very strong. The Smriti says,
Dusangam utsarjya sastu sajeta buddhima santa evasya chindanti mano vyasangam uktivi.
An intelligent person should therefore reject all bad association and instead take up the association of saintly devotees whose words cut off the excessive attachment of one's mind.
So, what do you think? Our nature will force us to do all these things. Then what is the need of all scripture? Why should we
do anything. We are, in any case, we are going. Therefore, just only if you associate with devotees, then you will be saved. There is no other way. Otherwise, you will be forced to do according to your nature, which you have acquired from many lifetimes. But only by association of the devotees, you can succeed. Do you understand this? So many people have example, by association with the devotees, they have changed their habit of smoking, drinking, so many things very quickly. Otherwise, it is not possible for people to give it up. But if only by association, it is practically, we have seen, and thousands of people have done this. So 34. In this, there is something in purport which you can see. Indriyate indriyartheshu raga dvesha vivastho tayorna vasamagache tavayasti paripanteno. Raga and dvesha are the two words. Raga means the you like something and you are attached to that thing to enjoy. It's called raga. And dvesha means you hate something and you don't want to go near to it. The both vivasthito, the word is vivasthito. Can you see vivasthito? Vivasthito means they will put them in proper context. Like vivasthito, I can say like this, you have cooking utensils and you have bathroom material. Both you need, but you put it in proper place. Kitchen material in kitchen and bathroom material in bathroom. You cannot put the bathroom things in kitchen and kitchen thing in bathroom. That's what you take it ordinarily. So you have attachment and you have raga and dvesha. So vivasthito means actually, my understanding, there's a lot of more things, but if you have any attachment, then you divert your attachment to the devotees and Krishna Katha. It is vivasthita. And you have any hatred to anything, then hatred some bad habit that you have to give up. This is a better way to vivasthita. Put them in proper context. We hate also something. We hate if we cannot get up early in the morning. We should hate that. So we should do it from sleeping too long in the morning. We should hate that. What do you think? Madhav Baba? Madhav? Keshav?
Yes.
Nitya Keshav? So Nitya Keshav, what is, we should hate something. We hate illicit sex, we hate all these things. That's another way of living. But in the purport there is something. Can you see this? For example, can you find it?
Yeah.
You read on your own. You read on your own and you will understand what it means. And then the analogy is down. Although they may have very careful maintenance, no one can guarantee that there will be no danger even on the safest road. Okay, we are at 35. What's 35? Something about Swadharma. Swadharma. What are the types of Swadharma? Because this word Swadharma came in chapter 2. Swadharma of body and Swadharma of soul. Swadharma body is different for the different varna and ashram, but Swadharma of soul is same for all. We have to follow the Swadharma of body according to our varna, but its spiritual Swadharma of the soul is Nitya Krishna Das. That is for all. There is no distinction in that. So
Don't perform somebody another's duty. Read this purport by Vishnu Chakravarti Pan. Prabhuji, you read this? My name, your attendance list or something names there? Your copy has a name? Tendari. Hare Krishna. I can't see anything on your face. So Shri Kumar? Only one person is action. Hare Krishna. Paramatma is guiding from inside.
You are
Padamakshi, Padamakshi Sakhi Devi Dati. Can you read? Can you see this?
Whatever dharma is said by the Vedas in terms of varna and ashrama, performed incompletely, lacking some element, viguna, is better than executing a different dharma, paradharma. Even though it is executed completely, it is all part of suam sita. For instance, the natural dharma of the brahmana is non-violent. And that of the Satya is fighting. One should not execute dharma beyond the sanction of the Vedas. Doing so is like performing the functions of the eye, which are different organs. Generally, it is Kodana Lakshana Dharma. Dharma is characterized by rules. The reason why it is better is then stated. It is better to die Nidhana in the execution of one's own dharma. This produces the best results because there is no loss or sin in acting imperfectly. And because in the next life one will be able to execute the dharma properly. Performing a different dharma causes misfortune for the person
Bhayavaha
by creating sin. Since it is prohibited in scripture, in the case of Parakrama and Vishwamitra, however, there is no deviation from scripture. Though born in Brahmana, Parakrama and Kshatriya Vishwamitra family, respectively, they performed activities according to their particular great qualities. Even then, they were criticized and fell into problems. Also, Drona and other Brahmanas practicing Kshatriya Dharma were criticized many times. I have heard that Devarati and other Kshatriyas renounced the world. Therefore, why is non-violence considered the wrong Dharma for me? By performing one's prescribed duties in the previous ashrama, one decreases desire until one is qualified for renunciation. The person can then practice non-violence because it then becomes his prescribed dharma. Thus, it is suitable that one who is situated in one's own dharma can later lose it.
Finish. So, you can give some example of doing somebody else dharma, you will be in problem.
You can have a slide.
Get it print out.
Take
it and then get print out and give everybody. Usually, this should be everybody should have this. There's a both soft copy and hard copy, whatever you want.